Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Today we're still going to talk about Our Father Rescues Us. Last podcast, we looked at how the Lord rescued King Jehoshaphat. Today, we're also going to look at another example of how the Lord rescues his people. We are going to read from 2 Chronicles chapter 32. So, a bit of a background to the story. So there was an amazing king called Hezekiah in the Bible. He used to follow the Lord's commands. He did everything that was right, that God had requested him to do. So now the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, decided to attack him. And when Hezekiah heard the news, he told his people. And we find what he told his people in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 7 to 8. This is what we're going to read from NLT. He told his people, these are the words he spoke. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria or his mighty army, for there is a power far greater on our side. He may have a great army, but they are merely men. We have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles for us. Hezekiah's words greatly encouraged the people. So Hezekiah reminded the people that even though the king of Assyria can be mighty, even though they can have so much power, they are just mere men. But the Lord, who is on our side, is able to help us and to fight our battles. I do not know what you're going through. Sometimes we forget that our God is mighty. Sometimes we forget that our God is not like a man. We may be scared of mere men because they look mighty. They look better than us. But the God that is on our side fighting for us is not a man. He is immortal. He is the great God. He is not like mortal men. So Hezekiah encouraged the people. I want you to be encouraged. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Whatever it is that you're going through, remember you have a great God on your side. And so people were encouraged when they heard Hezekiah say this. But now, do you know what King Sennacherib did? He started sending out messages, trying to discourage the very people that Hezekiah had encouraged, telling them, don't let Hezekiah fool you. Do you think this God can rescue you? Let's look at what he says in verse 15. Don't let Hezekiah deceive you. Don't let him fool you like this. I say it again, no God or any nation or kingdom has ever yet been able to rescue his people from me or my ancestors. How much less would your God rescue you from my power? So King Sennacherib was so confident in his power. Maybe because he had defeated a lot of people, so he thought, okay, even the God of Judah, I can also defeat him. But he didn't know that the gods in other nations were gods that were created by human hands. But this God, the God of Israel, the God of Judah, is not created by human hands. And so he kept on talking about bad things, talked about the God of Israel as if he was a pagan god, and he did not realize that this was a mighty God. And then let's read verse 21. What happens? And the Lord sent an angel who destroyed the Assyrian army with all its commanders and officers. So Sennacherib was forced to return home in disgrace to his own land. And when he entered the temple of his God, some of his own sons killed him there with a sword. You know what? Our God is a mighty God. Anyone that speaks against our God cannot win a battle. Anyone that has confidence in their own strength cannot win against our God. And so God fought for his children. When they cried to him, they trusted in him. He fought for them against the enemy. I like what it says. The same story, we find it in 2 Kings chapter 19. So allow me to read verse 35. I like how detailed it is. It says, that night, the angel of the Lord went out to the Assyrian camp and killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. When the surviving Assyrians woke up the next morning, they found corpses everywhere. The Lord is able to rescue his people. He can do anything just to rescue his people. So I want you to trust God. I do not want you to doubt God. Remember, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, the last part says, he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Anyone that tries to come against you, tries to touch you, touches the apple of God's eye. Other versions say, anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. You are precious to God. You are valuable to God. He will rescue you. Why don't you trust him today? Our God is a father that rescues us. So trust him no matter what you're going through. Trust him. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are our father and you are a father that rescues us from all our troubles. Just like you came through for King Hezekiah. Even though King Sennacherib's army was mighty, but you showed them that you are almighty. These are just mere men. Help us to understand that all the things, all the troubles around us, all the people that threaten us, they are just mere men. And you are not a mere man. You are an immortal God, all powerful God. So help us to trust you. Help us to depend on you, that you are the God that rescues us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till we meet again in the next podcast, Chindika Mercy here. Be blessed.